Once more with failing, and this time, once more with failing. This is a very quick review of the Sherlock series that's currently been airing on BBC One. And when it comes to watching television, you won't get more of a critical eye than me. And I'm watching this 3 episodes now. And I must admit, it was quite enjoyable. The first one was enjoyable, the second one was ridiculous, and the third one, which is just finished, was okay. You know, it was watchable. There's a few spoilers in here if you haven't seen it, by the way. Not that I give a fuck either way, but so the first episode is being introduced to Sherlock and Watson, and it just felt too cliched. Like, you know, walking off into the sunset. Who's that? Oh, that's Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson, and they're going to 221B Baker Street. What? We didn't have to say that, did you? You know, it's cheesy, a little bit cheesy sometimes. But I forget what the first one was now. I think it was some psychopathic taxi driver. I can't remember now. I fucking can't remember. No, it was the second one, I think. It was a stupid taxi driver. That was insane. The first one, I forget who murdered what, because I've forgotten. The third one I've just watched, it was alright. But the biggest disappointment for me, for the entire 90 minutes, and believe you me, 45 minutes longer than it needs to be. I mean, you can break it into little chunks or shorten it down. 90 minutes is a bit long, really. I think it's 90 minutes. Yeah, I mean, it's a long fucking time to sit in one place. You know, it's a movie night, isn't it, really, 90 minutes. Is the final reveal of Moriarty, which was so anticlimactic, you know, I almost passed out. He has been built up to be this super villain, this genius, this smooth talking. I mean, I quote, there was a woman in this episode who was talking to him through an earpiece or something, and she gave away what he sounded like. And I think his voice was so soft. Really? Because what I saw at the end of the episode was a guy bordering on homosexual, bordering on complete maniac, an accent all over the place. It went from Irish to Scottish to British to an Oxford fucking accent in the space of 5 minutes. It was all over the place. He had a high-pitched squeak that would come out every so often out of his mouth. It just destroyed it for me. I didn't think he was this genius. I just thought he was a fucking idiot. There's no, you know, I don't look at that face, who, in my opinion, was a bit too young. You know, I know it's a very silly thing to say, but, you know, Ian McKellen, I would have liked to have seen him fucking walk out, or Patrick Stewart, you know what I mean? But you get some guy who, by the looks of it, is in his late 20s, and he's supposed to be some super evil genius. And the voice, oh my God, fuck's sake. You know, come on. When they did a casting for him, did they say, you know, the voice, oh yeah, it's gorgeous. He's the one, he embodies the spirit of a evil genius. I can't think of a more annoying voice. And the series ended on a low point. It was all right. It was an okay 3 episodes. And if they put the whole season out, which I'm sure they will do, I will probably watch it. But fucking hellfire. That squeaky voice. That squeaky voice, I tell you. It's too much. It's too much. Anyway, that's enough of this. I think I'm going to do another one after this, because I've got something else to say. But don't hold your fucking breath, will you?